We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
3, 2, 1.
Live from Los Angeles.
It's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
With my man,
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
Perez.
Perez Hilton.
It's the PHP.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Perez Hilton Podcast. I'm Chris Booker. Perez, tell us what's coming up.
All right, we have an ambitious show today. I'm going to try to get to everything, including Britney Spears, Meghan Markle, Caitlyn Jenner, Elon Musk, Khloe Kardashian, Zac Efron, Ronnie Ortiz Magro from Jersey Shore, Demi Lovato, Jennifer Lopez, James Charles, Chrissy Teigen, Blueface, Hilaria Baldwin, Colton Underwood, Naomi Campbell, Boy George, and more.
All that happened in 1 week?
I know. Wow. How are you? How have you been?
I'm good. I'm exhausted. I've been working on my yard for the past 2 days. Every part of my body hurts, so I'm raring to go for a Monday.
I had a good weekend. I had a great weekend. I took my kids to go see Mortal Kombat, which I got a lot of flack for because it's an R-rated film, and I took my 8-year-old and my almost 6-year-old. It's very bloody, but it's also, like, not based in reality. You know, at points they both were hiding their eyes because it was a bit much. That's what they should do, but it was great. And then I also took my kids to the Big Chill, the Froyo place. And
nice.
Thankfully.
Thank you, Debbie.
It was right by that movie theater that we went to.
I know which one you went to. Okay, right down the street.
So that was fun. And I did not watch the Oscars. Did you?
I like walked in and out because Kellen was watching it. So passing. At best, passing.
Yesterday was the first time in I don't know how long that I had zero interest in watching. Plus, also, I did something with my kids yesterday.
It was beautiful out.
Yeah, I was happier doing that. I did not watch the Oscars. And Britney Spears fans are mad at me. I'll let you guys know why. But first, do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet that it could be hard work, like Booker with his vines. You know what's easy, though? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance, along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. Britney Spears fans are mad at me because they found out I'm going to be part of this new documentary that the BBC is going to be airing next month in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And over the weekend, there was a preview article. They quoted me, but the thing is, I think my quote was talking about the conservatorship back in 2007, or like when it first began, right? And they, I think, Britney's fans are taking it like I'm saying this now.
Oh, so they don't even know what they're talking about. Gotcha. By the way, shocking.
I said something along the line, or I could be wrong. I could have said it now, but I don't think so. I think I know exactly what I said, and I'll tell you. What I said was, I think if Britney was not placed in that conservatorship back in the day, she would have ended up dead, or probably would have ended up dead. I don't know exactly what my quote was. Mm-hmm. I may have added a probably ended up dead. Anyways, and I remember saying now in 2021, although we filmed that in December of last year, I said, my thoughts on the whole conservatorship has changed. Goes back to the concept of we should have free will unless we're a danger to society. If she wants to do all the drugs or drink all the alcohol or gamble all her money away, I've even said this on the podcast, then she should be able to do that. Nobody should be forcing her to protect her from herself. If it's protecting her from her children or protecting her from other people that she could hurt, then that I understand. But if she's not a threat to others, then I don't believe the conservatorship should remain in place. That's my thinking of it now. And that's what I said in this BBC documentary. Spoiler alert. But yeah, they're all like, why would you give him the platform? Kind of like people thinking of Colton Underwood and when he was interviewed by Good Morning America. Why would you include him in this? And yeah, so I'm not, whatever I ended up saying, I'm not sorry for it.
There's a shock.
Because I'm not a troll and I really believe the things that I say. It made me happy to see Britney over the weekend out with her boyfriend of many years now, Sam Asghari, attending the boyfriend's best friend's wedding and just being like a normal person and dancing and smiling and having a good time. So more of that for Britney. Good on her. This next topic, it's a bizarre conversation to have, and it's bizarre that it even happened. I guess it's not bizarre, but Zac Efron's face has been trending.
I saw it trending. I have no idea what the story is. And I tried to dig and I was like, you know what? I don't care. Perez will tell me.
Oh, you haven't. Oh, you've got to see it. So I posted it on my Instagram. You've got to see to understand. No. I'll send you the link right now. All right. Here's the link.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Because he looks noticeably different than before. His chin looks very different.
Yeah.
The whole jaw, too. The whole lower... Although, maybe... Didn't he... He got into some kind of accident last year. What if this is the result of the accident?
Or the drugs he was taking for the accident?
I don't know.
There were steroid guys, ball players, that as they get older, they start to look really peculiar, you know? As they age, something happens when someone takes the roids. I have no idea if that's what's going on here, but maybe. I don't know. But I see what you're saying. Something seems different.
Yeah, it's also possible that it's fillers. And if that's what he wants to do to make himself happy. You know what? Like,
could it be for a role?
I don't know. But he still looks hot as fuck, I say. Like, yeah, his face looks different, but he's still super handsome. Like, relax, people. But then it's like, it's weird. It's like, it's such a weird conversation. Because, like, are we supposed to pretend his face doesn't look different?
Right. When there's a noticeable change, are we not supposed to say something? Because if it was a woman, you know, I wouldn't say a damn word. So this is very sexist on my part.
Yeah.
Zac Efron, I'll say something. He looks different. Fine.
A lot of people were saying he looks bad. Up next, Elon Musk has been chosen to be the guest host for Saturday Night Live. And it was either a year ago or a year and a half ago or 2 years ago on our podcast where I noticed that Elon Musk really wants to be talked about and wants and revels in being famous. Like, it's not just enough for him to be a billionaire. He loves the celebrity aspect of his genius, which a lot of other business people that are billionaires, like most are not like him. But I was surprised because I don't know if I would say that most people, but like a lot of folks were not happy that Saturday Night Live picked Elon Musk to host.
Well, I don't think it wasn't that they were happy. I don't think anyone's sitting around caring who's on Saturday
Night Live. Oh, a lot of people. Yes.
You think? I would just think that people would say that's an odd casting. But then again, if you think about it, I think it's kind of genius because he is this pop culture entity thing. Like, why not? I want to see what this dude can do.
Even more so than that, there is a lot of people that just don't like him.
That's true.
So yeah, a lot of people were straight up upset. And Miley Cyrus is the musical guest, which she could have been the host.
She could have hosted, yeah. And maybe they'll share duties. You know Miley's going to be all over that show. No way she's just coming out to sing.
I know. I'm a little disappointed. I would have rather she'd done both. But that's a great look for Miley because her album's been out for a while now. So that'll help promote the album or whatever the new single is.
I think a lot of people will watch just because it is such a weird casting for a host.
Yeah, we're all but certain to see Hannah Montana. Like, I'm sure they're going to bring back Hannah Montana, and I'm sure they can, but like, I wonder if like Disney would get really upset if they bring back Hannah Montana and she's like a big stoner or something.
She's all strung out.
Like, could they sue? I don't think they can because it's like clear.
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's clear parody, but the Mouse House would be very upset if Miley did that. I don't know if she will or won't, but...
Right. Is it parody if Miley's the one doing it, though?
Oh, yeah. That's a great question. Dun, dun, dun.
We'll see.
We'll see. All right. I was shocked to read the Olympic Committee has revealed that athletes at this summer's games will face punishment if they take a knee or raise their fist in protest. That's shocking to me. And I think that the United States team should protest and say, we're not going to go if you keep this in place. I think the United States team is such a big draw, and especially because of how much NBC pays the International Olympic Committee, that if the American team said that they would change the rule. Because I don't think it's disrespectful. As we've been discussing in America, I don't think it's disrespectful taking a knee or raising a fist and saying nothing else. That's not disrespectful. That's not rude. And they said, well, we surveyed the athletes, and 70% of the athletes were in agreement with this. Well, that still means 30% of the athletes competing don't agree with this.
Yeah.
Do you think that the U.S. team should threaten to boycott the games?
No, I think if you're the Olympics and someone raises their fist, you don't put them on camera. I mean, what's the big deal? I just don't understand. Like, you don't have to show the people.
That's a good point as well.
If someone wants to take a knee, then take a knee. You don't have to put them on TV. Just say, look, we're here to cover the games. We have no interest in political issues or anything that has to do with anything other than the games. And if we see it, we're just not going to put it on camera. And I would just be done with it at that point. Say, protest all you want.
It'll be interesting to see if the games even happen. Not many people were surprised. I think we talked about the possibility last week, but Caitlyn Jenner, the former reality TV star, has officially announced her plans to run for governor of California. Mm-hmm. And Donald Trump has just emboldened everybody.
But this has been happening for years. Ronald Reagan was an actor. Jesse the Body Ventura was the governor of... I mean, this isn't like a new phenomenon.
Yes, I get that. And, you know, Matthew McConaughey is thinking of running for governor of Texas. But...
which I want to see.
Usually... I mean, I don't know the history of Ronald Reagan, but I would guess before he just decided to run for governor of California that he was involved politically in some ways. Like, this whole leapfrogging the system is just upsetting to me because...
What do you mean? Like, not serving and not doing...
No, like...
Being in office prior?
Yeah, like, work your way up. Earn that.
Well, that's up to the voters.
Many people were surprised, though, that Caitlyn Jenner announced that she was running as a Republican.
Right.
Because the Republican Party still in 2021 is extremely anti-trans. All over the country, on the state level, they are passing anti-trans discrimination laws. She's also running as a fiscal conservative, which is funny because I remember, you know, she either filed bankruptcy back in the day or was close to bankruptcy, and Kris Jenner quite famously saved her from bankruptcy. So, but then again, so did Donald Trump. So he's not really a fiscal conservative either. And
well, I love that the announcement was her in a car looking like at a dog and not at the road. And I'm thinking, maybe for you that's had a little bit of a problem behind the wheel,
yeah,
maybe that's not the look you should go for. Didn't she kill somebody?
She did.
Is that really the first image you want to put out there? You not looking at the road, looking at a dog, and that's how you're announcing you're running? I was like, you might want to rethink that one.
Yeah, and then she didn't want to pay the family.
Wow. Well, I do like one thing. I did read that, I forget which show it was, maybe The View, maybe The Talk, but someone got their pronoun wrong and someone asked her if she...
Joy Behar, yes, yes.
Is that who it was? And she said, California has bigger problems than pronouns. And I was instantly impressed. I was like, nice, don't take the stupid bait and make a very sensible statement. And I'm glad she did. I like that.
All right.
I'm voting for Caitlyn now.
No.
No.
The Kardashian family has not commented publicly on Caitlyn running for governor, and that's because they're not aligned politically, understandably. Yeah. But they all want her to be happy, so good on her. Speaking of the Kardashians, a big Khloe Kardashian bombshell coming up. But first, let's talk about Helix.
Perez?
Yes?
I have the Helix mattress, and I will say this. Bar none, this is the best mattress I've ever owned in my entire life. I love this mattress. And quick story, about a year and a half ago, I went to one of the mattress stores, and I was having problems sleeping. I'm a side sleeper. My arms and joints, they always hurt. And everyone was like, it's your bed, it's your bed, it's your mattress. So I went down, and I laid a lot of ducats out for a new mattress. I mean, a lot of money. A year and a half later, that mattress I bought from the mattress store, it's in my garage, and the city's about to pick it up later on this week. Garbage. So I'm like, could someone just get me a good mattress? So I went onto the Helix website, and if you Google them and if you look them up, it's going to come up everywhere. The best mattress company out there. Google them. You'll see. I got the Helix mattress after taking the test of, you know, how do you sleep? Are you a side sleeper? How does your partner sleep? Do you like a firm sleep? Do you like a bed you sink into? You ask all of these questions, and then they send you this mattress. And like I said, the best mattress, and I've had it for about a month and a half now, and so far, the best mattress that I've ever owned. I am sleeping comfortably. I haven't slept like this in years. I'm telling you guys, if you're looking for a mattress, please do yourself a favor. Check out Helix. The mattress I have like the Midnight Lux, I believe, is what they recommended for me. And it's phenomenal.
Wow. Well, you can have a phenomenal night's sleep as well. Just go to helixsleep.com/Perez. Take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you to your own customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. They have a 10-year warranty, and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up if you don't love it, but you will. Helix is offering up $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/Perez. That's helixsleep.com/Perez for up to $200 off and 2 free pillows.
There you go.
I don't even know how to start this.
Okay.
Other than to say, I believe it. It's not shocking, but I'm still sad for her. This woman has come forward claiming that in January and February of this year, she had a sexual relationship with Khloe Kardashian's baby daddy, Tristan Thompson, and that he lied, claiming that he and Khloe had broken up. I find that hard to believe. I mean, maybe. I mean, like, are you living in a bubble? I mean, I don't. Maybe, because, you know, Chloe was trying to be real discreet.
Well, she was real stealth with the relationship getting back together. Are they? Aren't they? Could you believe that he said, hey, we're not together, and somebody took the bait? I can.
Yeah. So this girl was on a podcast, the No Jumper podcast, with Adam22, some YouTube dude. I believe it, but there's also the possibility that they just said this for attention, because mm-hmm. she was on with her girlfriends. And if you, well, I guess if you believe that, here's where it's weird. Okay, the girl clearly told her girlfriends, like, if you are a woman, I'm curious to hear what our female listeners think about this. 800-721-1185. If you're a random girl who's not famous and you start having sex with Tristan Thompson, do you want to keep that secret, or do you tell all your girlfriends if he's told you that he and Chloe are no longer together?
You're telling your girlfriends.
Okay, this girl told all her girlfriends, and they were all on this podcast together, and then they started talking about Tristan. Like, one of the other girls brought it up for attention, and then the other girl that allegedly had the affair said, I did not know he was in a relationship. He told me he was not in a relationship anymore.
Anybody that ends up on a podcast talking about their trysts, if you will, I never believe. I think there's two stories, and you're really thirsty if you end up on a podcast talking about this. So I don't know.
Well, speaking of thirsty, taking thirstiness to the next level. Once again, I'm just sad talking about it, but we've got a pop culture podcast, and I could choose to ignore it. But when somebody in your neighborhood sets fire to their front lawn, the neighbors are going to talk, right?
Sure.
If my neighbor sets fire repeatedly to their front lawn, I'm going to be talking about it. And Demi Lovato has set another fire. Yesterday, she, quote, accidentally posted a nude on her Instagram story.
Do you have it?
No, and I wouldn't share it. I'm not going to.
You wouldn't?
No.
She put it on her story.
Well, it was, quote, accident. I don't believe it was accidentally.
Neither do I. That's my point.
Anybody who uses Instagram story, you know it's several steps to post to your Instagram story. How the hell do you mistakenly upload a nude on your Instagram story? I have not seen the photo, but I also don't believe that it was an accident. She deleted it within minutes. And if she wanted to put a thirst trap up, that's fine. To me, it's just clear she wants attention. And there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't disagree with you.
There's nothing wrong with that. Like, I almost respect, I don't know, actually, I respect it all. She gets attention either way, you know, mm-hmm. but there's something ballsier about being like a Kardashian where, like, I'm just going to post a naked photo on my feed and, like, it's just me wanting attention. But this whole, like, pretending that it was an accident or you were hacked or whatever it is, that's a little bit lame. But it ultimately gets her the attention she wants, so I respect that. But mm-hmm. do you... She's busy. She just released an album. Part of me, for a second there, I kind of got into Booker mode, thinking that a lot of her actions recently are intended to promote her upcoming mm-hmm. show.
Just going to say that, sure.
She's got a TV show that got picked up by NBC to go to order. It was a pilot that got picked up for a series about, it's described as a food issues comedy. So it's about, I guess, eating disorders or people with food issues.
Boy, that sounds funny.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. But, you know, a couple of updates also following our discussion last week on Demi Lovato. She apologized to the Big Chill in like a 9-minute video where she's like, I'm willing to work with them. Oh, my God. How big of you. How wonderful that you're willing to work with them.
Okay, let me put a big timeout in here. I'm going to throw you a curveball.
All right.
She supposedly has brain damage. Maybe all of these things, she's missing something now. Maybe she's truly, I don't want to say Britney, but all the cylinders aren't firing.
It's hard. It goes back to Britney. I mean, if Britney all of a sudden, I guarantee you, if Britney already is under this microscope, and her fans, like if Britney's fans see a video of her dancing or whatever, that they think mm-hmm. she looks out of it or weird.
I looked at some of the comments on what you posted, and people were talking about her crazy eyes.
Yeah,
and I'm like, God, these comments are fucking brutal. But I'm not shocked. It's the fucking internet.
Yeah, they'll deconstruct it. So I don't know. Also on 420 last Wednesday, post this, I actually find extremely problematic, though.
I sent it to you. I'm sure you already posted it, but then it, you know, came across my way. I see a picture of her promoting marijuana, and I'm like, what are you doing? Like, yeah. This is not a good look for you. Why would you do this? And that's where I stumbled upon the idea of, I don't think everything's firing upstairs correctly. And then you look at the frozen yogurt thing, and
the
then
nude
response
photo.
To the frog, then the nude photo.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all really starting to add up to, let's take the engine into the shop because something's not running right.
Yeah. But how do you do that if you don't?
I don't know.
If you can't see that you've got that problem. And then it's also complicated with show business when, you know, the family probably is financially
on the tit.
Yeah. And the manager, there's probably some
on
element.
The tit.
Yeah.
No one can tell you the truth.
The only person that could have told her the truth is would have been like if she was still with Wilmer Valderrama, because mm-hmm. he's very successful in his own right. And he's probably not afraid of being honest. And when she was with Wilmer, her life was nice and stable, but he's happy now. He's got a child and doing his own thing. What's to me very troubling and problematic about the weed post that she did, where she did not just one, it was like two Instagram slides on the story. She's not anymore, but for many, many, many years, like 5 to 7 years, she positioned herself as this recovery expert. She even was co-owner of a recovery center.
That's right. I forgot about that.
And now she's talking about this whole California sober bullshit.
Which is insulting to sober people, I'm sure.
Yeah, like I would say that really is glamorizing not being sober. I don't know. It's just, God bless her. She's drinking. She's smoking weed. Maybe she was drunk or high on weed when she did the nude photo, quote, accident and thought it would be funny and whatever. But speaking of scandal, you know, Demi's been in a lot of scandal recently. I have a question for you and for our listeners, because I don't have an answer for this. People are so quick to cancel people, but then I randomly thought of two instances where these two people still are successful, adored, and relevant, and they've been able to overcome their violent scandals. I'm talking about both Naomi Campbell and Boy George. Why have they been able to recover from their scandals? Especially somebody like Boy George, he kept a dude prisoner in his house.
I didn't know that, number one. Number two, Naomi Campbell, I kind of remember her like slapping somebody or something, but I didn't know the context of it. I don't think people sit around thinking about Boy George, and I don't think people sit around thinking about Naomi Campbell. I think they probably sit around and think about, how am I going to pay my gas bill this month?
All right. Over the weekend, Jennifer Lopez was spotted out to dinner with Alex Rodriguez at the Hotel Bel Air in Los Angeles.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what to make of that. Maybe they're talking about their finances.
Yeah, I literally was going to say that, because I bet they made some investments together. Keep in mind, they were trying to buy a baseball team. So maybe there is some intertwined money there that they need to take care of.
Yeah. On to Meghan Markle. The Meghan Markle haters are just going to hate her no matter what. But this is definitely ammunition for all the anti-Meghan Markle people out there, and for all the anti-Chrissy Teigen people out there. And there's a lot of both. Chrissy Teigen has revealed that after her pregnancy loss that happened not that long ago, Meghan Markle reached out to her. Allegedly, Meghan Markle is a very private person, and now Chrissy Teigen made that very kind gesture very public. My question is, if you're Meghan Markle and you reach out to Chrissy Teigen to express condolences. Mm-hmm. Does that also mean you want to be her friend? If I'm Chrissy Teigen and Meghan Markle reached out to me like that, I think, oh, she wants to be my friend, right?
I mean, it's such a personal thing. Sure. Look, it's not like you're in a famous club and, oh, I better reach out to every famous person that went through something tragic. This is kind of like the Demi thing. If you're reaching out to Chrissy Teigen, you know Chrissy Teigen's going to talk about it because she can't help herself. That's what she does. That's how she makes her living. That's the question I want to know. Are you upset?
Exactly. That she did that? You can't be upset because you know. Can't be,
because you know what she is.
Exactly. That's like,
you know exactly what she does, how she's made herself famous, how she stays relevant.
I guess unless she specifically said, please don't share this with anybody. But I don't think she did.
I think the assumption would be that you wouldn't. Because it's so personal.
I know, but she did.
But she did. You fool me once, shame on you. I think, like the Demi thing, I think you're doing it on purpose. I think that there's some part of you that you need attention. Mm. She needs attention.
Meghan Markle. Yes.
Meghan Markle, right. She needs attention. She needed to insert herself. Whether her intentions were good or not, she still knew deep down. Well, this is going to come out. Do you want that? If it's fine, if you want that, I don't think there's anything wrong with wishing someone well or better after something tragic happens.
I've got a bunch of Madonna stories that I probably will never share until after she's dead.
Really?
But, you know, like, I can keep my secrets. Let me just tell you that. So
100%.
Yeah. All right. On to more scandal. Oh, God. And I wonder, actually, I should have put this right after the Boy George Naomi Campbell thing, but it's not that far removed. I'm shocked that MTV, like literally, truly shocked that MTV has not fired Ronnie Ortiz Magro from Jersey Shore yet, because now there are multiple domestic violence incidents involving him. It's really disappointing because if I remember, you may not, last year they fired Nick Cannon for misspeaking about certain issues that upset a lot of Jewish people. Mm-hmm. And he apologized for that. And now they're working with him again. But to me, this is like next level. First, he was involved in multiple domestic violence incidents with his baby mama, Jen Harley. Now, a few days ago, Ronnie Ortiz Magro was arrested again for getting into a domestic violence issue with his new girlfriend, according to reports. Well, you know what? Even if he isn't fired, he's going to be screwed for real, because he already pled guilty to domestic violence with his baby mama, and as a result of that, he got 3 years probation. So he's currently under...
He's going to jail.
Yeah. He's halfway through his 3 years probation, and now he's facing felony domestic violence charges.
Yeah, he's going to do time.
I mean, I guess unless the girlfriend decides not to cooperate, I guess that's always...
I don't know if that even matters. I mean, the whole probation thing means you have to stay out of trouble. This isn't staying out of trouble.
Well, speaking of staying out of trouble, James Charles is not staying out of trouble. The beauty guru has had so many young men come forward claiming that he has had inappropriate conversations with them. And as a result of that, YouTube has demonetized him.
Really?
I don't like James Charles, but I definitely, I find it problematic that a platform like YouTube will demonetize people for things that they don't do on their platform.
Is he guilty? Has he been found guilty of anything?
No, he's not been
found. Then he shouldn't be. Yeah, okay, then I'm back on your side.
All right, yeah, he hasn't been found guilty of anything.
Okay, yeah, if he hasn't been found guilty of anything, then tough shit. That's what I say.
He hasn't
Let the guy be.
He hasn't even been charged with anything.
But this just goes back to, you know, more and more companies feeling that they're complicit in fueling these people's fame with their bad behavior. Back to Ronnie Magro, back to pretty much everyone we're talking about. You know, this bad behavior is what gets you coverage. And at some points, I think some of these companies are saying, hey, we're not going to do this anymore. It's just, we're complicit. And I think that's what's happening in a lot of these cases.
What I'm trying to get at is it's so hard to police. Is that the word, to police this?
Yeah.
To implement it, because there are a lot of bad people out there, but the people at YouTube may not know it, right? Like, you may not be, they may not be aware, oh, that person actually has been arrested for this, that, and the other. And it's like, I don't know. I feel like only problematic videos should be demonetized. And then if a person makes multiple problematic videos that go against the policies, then the channel should be demonetized. Like I said, it goes back to my rap of only videos that are problematic should be demonetized. And if somebody makes multiple problematic videos that go against the rules, then that channel should be demonetized. That's my thought. Yeah. We're getting near the end. I got to let you guys know, the Terp Pen XL is a dab pen that runs on a rechargeable battery, allowing for a cordless and hassle-free dabbing experience. Simply breathe in to activate, apply the tip to your favorite THC or CBD concentrate, and enjoy. This is butane-free dabbing. There's no need to worry about butane torches or expensive dab rings. It comes with three voltage settings to choose from. It's made from medical-grade materials. It's isopropyl alcohol friendly for easy cleaning. It fits on most female water pipes. It's got a 45 minute charge time, and it comes with a 3-year warranty. What does that all mean? Quality guaranteed. Go to terppenxl.com for 25% off using the discount code Perez at checkout. That's terppenxl.com for 25% off using the discount code Perez at checkout. I have to pull a Demi Lovato now.
Okay.
On Alec Baldwin's wife, the not really Spaniard who made us all believe that she was Spanish, Hilaria Baldwin. She gave birth to 5 children and had a 6th through surrogacy. And then wrote this really long thing about the babies she lost and about infertility. If I'm a woman who is actually struggling with severe infertility and unable to have children, and then I see this chick with 6 kids, 5 of which she gave birth to, she probably would have given birth to the 6th child, but the reason that they had a surrogate for the 6th child is because they really wanted another girl. I would have been so, quote, triggered by this long-ass essay that Alec Baldwin's wife wrote about Infertility Awareness Week. Read the fucking room. Read the room, Hilaria. Oh, my God. Cassie Randolph, formerly of The Bachelor, has sort of broken her silence about her ex, Colton Underwood, coming out as a gay man. And basically she said, I'm not going to say anything. There's a lot of layers to this and blah, 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 blah. If I speak about it in the future, I'll speak about it in the future. I just want to thank all my fans for their support. Blah, 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 blah. She said some long ass crap. Literally, I'll read one sentence. She said, there's a lot of layers to it. And I feel like the best thing for me at this time is to move forward and just focus on going forward. Boring. I want to hear you talk about it.
Yeah.
What kind of a reality TV star are you if you're not talking about it? Anyways,
fail.
Speaking of reality TV stars and The Bachelor, you've spoken about this dude before. I don't really know him. I mean, I know of him, but that reality Steve guy who has a website where he posts a lot of spoilers, a lot of The Bachelor spoilers, was embroiled in a scandal involving unwanted and unprompted sexual advances. This one Bachelor alum, Demi Burnett, reveals that he came on to her in a really explicit and gross way. He hit her up and said, hey, we need to talk. And she thought he had some tea on her that somebody shared some news. So she agreed to talk to him by phone. And then he got her on the phone and went into detail about this sex dream that he had on her. Like, listen, I believe that flirting with people is fine, but what he did was not flirting. Like, that's crossing the line.
Some people don't have boundaries.
Flirting would
especially
have,
people that live online all day.
Yeah. Flirting would have been like, hey, would you like to grab a drink next time you're in town? That's flirting. Crazy. This rapper, one-hit wonder, Blueface, he's like the new R. Kelly. He has multiple girlfriends living with him. They live multiple girls in one room, bunk beds full of girls, and he's damn. Branding them. I saw this video of him, like, not, I wouldn't say forcing, yeah. but giving the girls an ultimatum. You get me tattooed or you're leaving. And then all these girls are getting either his name or his face or something tattooed.
There's some people out there that just need help.
It's wild.
Sad. That's what it is.
And finally, this is shocking to me. A court in New York has ruled that mega producer, songwriter Dr. Luke is not a public figure.
That's crazy.
In his ongoing legal battle with Kesha, who has accused him of rape, he's filed a counter lawsuit accusing her of defamation. And the reasoning they gave is, even though Dr. Luke is a public figure in my mind and has given interviews, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, they acknowledge that, but the court ruled that he never injected himself in the public discourse over this case. And because of that, he's not a public figure. But that's just ridiculous to me.
I go back to, if you've ever sat down to be interviewed about your fame, you're a public figure. He has a handle. His name isn't Dr. Luke, okay? He has a whole pseudonym and everything. So I don't know. It seems cut and dry to me, but I guess if they're arguing that specific point and that specific point only, okay, I guess.
Crazy times.
Hey, do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And it's hard work, but you know it's easy? Bundling with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Good thing, too, you're busy enough. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today.
Let's take some calls.
Hi, this is Haley from Tampa. I just called and got cut off on accident because I went too long. But anyways, I have called and I've given Perez a really hard time on many occasions over the last couple years. And I'll also say that I'm someone who's in recovery for an eating disorder. I've been in residential treatment centers multiple times when I was in my 20s. And I also have a graduate degree and have been an eating disorder therapist in my life. And I feel like I have a pretty unbiased perspective with the Eugenia Cooney.
No, stop. I don't want to hear it. I know her and I love her. I don't want to take any more calls on this. I did talk about it with my therapist last week. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Okay. I'm just playing the calls as they come in.
Or you can play the call and I just won't respond to it.
I'm just done with the conversation myself.
Okay. I don't want to be like a booker and completely cut her off. Let her play the call, but I'm just not going to respond to it. Yeah, go ahead. You can finish her call.
I already deleted it.
Oh, no.
I went from your
all right.
response.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. I apologize. If anybody else calls about that, I'm not going to be responding anymore.
Gotcha. Okay, here we go.
Hey, guys. This is Tanya. Love you guys so much. Just wanted to weigh in on the whole Demi Lovato situation. So I'm a 42-year-old woman. I'm in your guys' age range. And just going back to comments that you guys have made in previous podcasts, Demi Lovato is an epitome of this rise baby soft generation. I struggle with my own children. I have two children that are in their 20s that are her generation. And I just look at them and think to myself, oh my God, you guys would have withered and died if you grew up when I did, because they're so just soft. And you can't say this and you can't say that, and that's not okay. And everyone's whining and bitching and crying about something. But anyway, I digress. She is so unlikable, and I don't want to not like her. I think she's talented and all those things, but she's so unlikable.
Okay, we got her point.
How lucky that she's in only 42 and already has her kids in her 20s. My kids, I'm fine because I wake up early during the week, but on Saturdays and Sundays, I wish they would just let me sleep. Oh, my God.
Another call.
I know this is probably overdone, but somebody has to be on Perez's side for the Eugenia Cooney topic.
Do you want to hear this or not?
I'll hear it. I'll hear it, but I'm not responding.
You're like, I'll hear this one.
No. I will hear them all, but I'm not responding.
It's the best idea for someone to just post a picture of her to get a reaction and to spread awareness of obviously something that's going on in her life. This is Perez's job. It did not appear odd to me when I saw that picture come up. If this was a celebrity who was going through something similar, this is Demi Lovato appearing sickeningly skinny.
This person is a celebrity online. Whatever. I'm kind of done with this too.
Hi, Perez and Booker. This is Madison. I'm calling from Austin, Texas. And I was just listening to the podcast about Demi Lovato and the whole sugar-free ice cream issue. I just had a thought. I feel like Demi Lovato is just coming out with these ridiculous things on Twitter, wherever she's saying it, just to stay relevant.
Yeah, we sort of said that too.
Yeah.
Although Booker is also now more about, like, you know, that there's, is that bad that you're saying that there's maybe something, quote, wrong with her, though?
I don't know. I think it's, look, if she has come out and said herself, which she has, that she had brain damage.
No, but she was specific with what she said. She said that the damage that she has affects her vision. She didn't say, oh, it affects anything else.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, I just kind of took the brain damage thing and walked away. Like, I don't think she's a neurosurgeon. I don't know if she can dice up exactly what has happened to her brain. I don't think she's able to do that. You know, I have brain damage. I do. I mean, I was in an accident as a kid. I have some serious memory issues. I could say that. I don't know what else it's done. I don't know what potholes I have because I'm living them. I'm living as me. You know, I may have a bunch of them. So I think it's just responsible to say, hey, there may be other things going on because there were drug issues and she lost her life for a while. You know, she wasn't breathing. So I just think that's responsible. That's all. I don't know if it's troll worthy.
Well, I didn't say you were being a troll. I'm just like, I don't know what the etiquette is.
I don't either. I think it's just, in fairness to her, I think maybe we should say, hey, there might be something else going on that she's not aware of and we're not aware of. And I guess I'm kind of hedging my bets. I'm trying to be nice. I'm not like trying to be a dick. I'm actually trying to be nice in her defense. So I hope it came across that way. If it didn't, I apologize because that is what I meant. Let's wrap it up.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. Share it with your friends and everybody on social media, PerezPodcast.com. That's PerezPodcast.com. If you want to call in, 800-721-1185. Oh, and by the way, I really enjoyed the Mortal Kombat movie. I don't even know if I said that. Definitely worth checking out. Have a great week, and we'll see you guys next week.
Cool. Bye, guys.
All this month on Pluto TV, women take the lead in celebration of Women's History Month. Drop in for the best of female talent in film, TV, documentaries, comedy, and more, with big movies like Charlie's Angels, Last Holiday, and Pretty in Pink. Plus, shows like Inside Amy Schumer, Moesha, and Sister Sister. There's something for everyone.
Welcome to the OC, bitches. I'm Rachel Bilson, and I played Summer Roberts on the OC.
I'm Melinda Clark, and I played the iconic Julie Cooper on the OC.
We were the OG bitches on Fox's hit show, The OC, back in the early 2000s.
Every week, we'll go through an episode as we rewatch the series together. We'll discuss the stories, the people who made them, and the drama on and off camera as you've never heard before.
Joining us will be former cast members, writers, musicians, and the many people that made the OC the cultural phenomenon that it is today.
So be sure to rate, review, and follow Cast Media's new podcast, Welcome to the OC Bitches, wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can also check out the video releases each week on YouTube.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.